This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Saturday said it would rush up to $200 million in additional small arms, anti-tank and anti-aircraft weapons to Ukraine as Ukrainian officials pleaded for more equipment to defend against heavy shelling by Russian forces. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized the additional security assistance, according to the White House, paving the way for the immediate shipment of fresh military equipment to Ukraine, according to a senior administration official. Senior administration officials say Biden's decision brings the total U.S. security aid provided to Ukraine to $1.2 billion since January of 2020. It totals $3.2 billion since 2014, when Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea region. In a memorandum to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Biden directed that up to $200 million allocated through the Foreign Assistance Act be designated for Ukraine's defense. The UN says at least 579 civilians have been killed in Ukraine since the start of the war, with more than 1,000 injured. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In Mariupol, fire indiscriminately, leaving many dead and injured. At a local hospital, an injured woman shrieks in pain as doctors plug a wound in her arm. According to the UN, most civilian casualties were caused by the use of explosive weapons with a wide impact area, such as shelling from heavy artillery and missile strikes. Anastasia Erashova is a mother who lost a child to shelling. She recalled her harrowing experience to AP journalists on the ground as she hugged her surviving child. We came to my brother's place, all of us together. The women and children went underground.
This is VOA News. Kurdish officials in Iraq have said a dozen ballistic missiles launched from outside Iraq struck the city of Erbil on Sunday. There were no casualties reported. There was no immediate claim of responsibility or further details available. A U.S. State Department spokesperson called it an outrageous attack, but said no Americans were hurt and there was no damage to U.S. government facilities in Erbil. Iraqi State TV quoted the Kurdistan region's counterterrorism force as saying 12 missiles launched from outside Iraq hit Erbil. It was not immediately clear where they landed. U.S. forces stationed at Erbil's International Airport complex have in the past come under fire from rocket and drone attacks that U.S. officials blame on Iran-aligned militia groups, but no such attacks have occurred for several months. The last time ballistic missiles were directed at U.S. forces was in January of 2020. Saudi Arabia has executed 81 men over the past day, including 7 Yemenis and 1 Syrian national. This, according to the state news agency SPA on Saturday. The men were executed for charges including terrorism and holding so-called deviant beliefs. Saudi Arabia executed 67 people in all of 2021 and just 27 the year before that. U.S. health authorities are ending asylum restrictions for children traveling alone. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new guidance saying the expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect the public health. The change was announced shortly before a court order was to take effect that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42 authority that was introduced in March 2020 to prevent spread of COVID-19. That means migrant children trying to enter the U.S. alone will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. But the order remains in place for adults and families traveling with children. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Italian prime minister says police have seized a super yacht from Russian billionaire Andrei Igorevich Melnichenko just a few days after the businessman was placed on a EU sanctions list following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Italian government said the 143-meter sailing yacht A, which has a price tag of $578 million, has been sequestered at the northern port of Trieste. Italy says the vessel, designed by Philippe Stark, is the world's biggest sailing yacht. And reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.